In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the solemnity of our Lord's Epiphany. The word Epiphany means manifestation or revelation. On Christmas Day, we celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ. On the Feast of the Holy Family, we celebrated the shared life of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. A life that was, for the most part, secret and hidden. But today we celebrate the manifestation of Christ to the whole world, not only as the Savior of the Jewish people, but the Savior of all nations. The Magi, the wise men who come from the East, represent all the ends of the earth, encountering and worshiping the Word made flesh. As the prophecy from Isaiah indicates, God's one and only plan of salvation through Christ is for everyone, without exception. In our Gospel from St. Matthew, we have much to reflect on. In particular, we have several figures who react to Jesus in different ways. First, we have King Herod. Herod enjoys success and power in the world. But he fears Jesus. Even as a little baby, Christ's very existence is a threat to Herod. This is because Herod's political power is built on a lie. Herod is not the rightful king. He is not the Messiah, not the successor to King David. Jesus is. Therefore, Herod fears Jesus because he fears the truth. In many ways, Herod represents to us the danger of a love of power, a love of control, influence, and the success that comes at the expense of the truth. Unlike Herod, who knew the truth about Jesus but feared it and wanted to cover it up, we should desire to learn the truth of our faith and to conform our lives to it. Next, we have the tragic figures of the scholars of the law. These are the ones whom Herod consults to learn about where the Christ has been born. They know all about Jesus. They know the scriptures well, but they do not go to worship him. Their belief seems to make little difference to their lives. Today we might call them spiritual but not religious. They have some sort of belief, but that belief does not impel them to act. It remains a kind of dead faith. And finally, we have the Magi. The Magi are those who are seekers. They go to great lengths, great personal sacrifice and expense to seek the truth. And they know that the truth makes demands on them. They make that long and difficult journey so they can come and worship Christ, just for a chance to encounter Jesus. They set off on that long journey. And when they encounter him, the gospel says that they return to their home country by a different way. This symbolizes that their life has changed forever because of their encounter with our Lord. We must strive to imitate the Magi. We must recognize that the truth makes demands on us, and that God deserves our worship. We cannot be satisfied with a religion of convenience, that which we saw in the scholars of the law, who pretend that God does not ask our time or energy, especially when we keep in mind the gift that we have received in the Holy Eucharist, the most blessed sacrament. Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharist in a way that he is not present anywhere else. The Magi journeyed from a faraway land to worship the Word of God made flesh. In the Eucharist, we are also commanded to worship the flesh and blood of Christ, which are really present there. The Magi offered incense to Christ in adoration. We too often use incense in our worship of the Eucharist. The Magi offered him gold. We use vessels of precious metal for the Eucharist because it is the flesh of Christ. The Magi offered him myrrh, a symbol of his death and burial. We commemorate Christ's saving death whenever the holy sacrifice of the Mass is offered. As we come to worship Jesus Christ in the Eucharist today, we have an opportunity to reflect on the great devotion of the Magi and on the fact that God still manifests himself to the world today. How many people in our community, in our families, those we know, do not know that Jesus Christ is present in the Catholic Church in the Holy Eucharist? What are we doing to bring them in? Are we praying for them? Are we setting a good example and showing how important our faith is to our own lives? What is our own attitude to the Eucharist? Do we approach Mass and Holy Communion with the utmost reverence, in a spirit of worship and adoration of God's majesty, as the Magi did? May the Lord, who manifests himself to us in his body and blood, as he once did for the Magi, help us to subject ourselves to him. May he help us to share that good news of his presence with others, and to worship him always with profound reverence and gratitude. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.